proclamation number 5379 dated the May 2nd, 1952. Merciful fatherly love for the fallen beings. When you have sinned, I nevertheless will not withdraw my merciful love from you. Instead, it will take hold of you firmly so that you will find your way back to me again. So that you will recognize your wrongdoing and sincerely want to avoid everything that is not right before my eyes. I know your weaknesses. I know the temptations you are subject to due to your imperfection. But I also know your will, which applies to me and which I thus also value, and therefore help you lift yourselves up again when you have fallen. And I bless everyone who makes an effort, who will not let up in his endeavor despite all temptations, despite failing frequently. Time and again I give him strength because my love for my living creations never stops, which nevertheless belong to me even when they're sinful. Yet you should fight with all your strength against the one who wants to seduce you. You should time and again prove yourselves worthy of my love. You should not reject my love, but always and forever request it. You should not want to become sinful and therefore repeatedly commend yourselves to my love and grace. You should appeal to me for protection against the tempter. You should not exclude me from your thoughts, your daily work. You should often strengthen yourselves, because you are too weak, with my word. You should always maintain contact with me so that I can have an effect on you at all times, and you will become ever more steadfast when you are faced by temptations, which will keep confronting you because the tempter will not slow down fighting for your souls until you have defeated him yourselves through me, whom you long for with all your heart and whose love will not let go of you. For as long as you live on earth you will have to wage this battle, because your earthly life is the last opportunity during which the adversary can and will influence you, because he does not want to lose you, and only when you become completely free from earthly cravings will the temptations become less. But I know every stirring of the heart. I know who has the will to live a life that pleases me. I know who is still weak. And yet I must allow my adversary to try to exert his influence on you. I have to leave the decision to you. I must not prevent you from doing what displeases me, but I will never close my ear to the appeal of a child if it wants to be accepted in my fatherly favor again. I know of your weakness and provide you with strength as often as you request it. Hence you should not be despondent when you have fallen, but come to me repentantly, and my merciful love will never deny itself, since it is, after all, always willing to forgive if a child genuinely desires it. Amen.